Welcome to the Link to Prevention podcast, hosted by the CASEARC Prevention Team.
On today's episode, the Prevention Team is back with a second part of this personal safety series on talking to your kids about child sexual abuse. On the last episode, we talked about the importance of both communication and of children naming their body parts correctly. And on today's episode, we're going to cover something that we call the touching rules, differences between okay, not okay, and confusing touches, as well as the difference between secrets and surprises, and why that's an important part of these conversations that you're having with your kids. Chris, I'm going to let you kick it off today with the first part of this topic.
In line with teaching body parts, right, we also begin to talk about the differences of touches. And, you know, we talk about okay, not okay, and confusing touches. And this is sort of a replacement from sort of good, bad touch, which is how a lot of times different types of touching is talked about. Well, this is good touching, this is bad touching. And one of the reasons why we have stayed away from that is because, you know, and as awful as this may sound, we know that sometimes, quote unquote, bad touch might feel good. So it can be confusing. So when we talk about the different types of touching, not only do we define what those are by giving examples, but we make clear that sometimes there is some touches that make us feel weird. They're not bad. Well, they're not good. They make me feel something that I haven't felt before. That might be a confusing touch. Or a confusing touch might be being touched that's not okay, but it might be become from somebody that I really love. And that makes it confusing. So confusing touches, not okay, and okay touches is another one of those pieces that we talk at length about and really encourage families to also sort of set and define for their family.
Yeah, another example of personal safety as it relates to sexual abuse that you mentioned earlier, Chris, I think it was either Chris or Hannah, the difference between secrets and surprises. Because, I mean, I feel like secrets or surprises, like that's a concept that gets introduced pretty young, especially when you're talking about presents and gifts and things for other people. Making sure that we emphasize the importance around the difference between those two things and encouraging surprises over secrets. So there shouldn't be anything that a child should feel that they cannot share with their parent, or that they should be encouraged not to share with the adults in their lives, which is what a secret would be, right? A secret means that people are not going to find out. That is the end goal of a secret, is that people don't want to for that information to be found out. Whereas a surprise is meant to be discovered eventually. It's meant to come out. It is meant to be something that is experienced by everybody. So we don't like encouraging secrecy and isolation, because that is where abuse can occur. That is what can start this process. That can be what allows this process to continue, is this idea of keeping secrets or hiding things from the adults in your life, whereas a surprise is meant to eventually come out, which is what we want to encourage, is that surprises are okay. If somebody is eventually going to be able to find out that this is happening, we may be keeping this party from them, but eventually they're going to come to the party and they are going to be able to enjoy the party. Whereas a secret is something that is not meant to be found out, which is not something that we should encourage, especially young kids, to do.
One other important point to make about the okay, not okay, and confusing touches is that we know that these touching rules apply to strangers and people we know. I think this is one of the big differences between the stranger danger lessons that I got as a kid and what we are trying to communicate today, is that while strangers might be dangerous, and we certainly have a touching rules that apply to strangers, these touching rules apply to people that we know, like, and trust as well. It's going to be different for our parent. right? Because it is a parent's responsibility to make sure their child's healthy, to make sure their body is taken care of. But the touching rules do apply to things like our friendly neighbor or our uncle or the babysitter. So it's important that when we talk about the touching rules, that we're also specific about who's allowed to touch us. Maybe a doctor, right? If a parent's in a room, definitely a parent if we're trying to provide some sort of medical necessity. But we want to make sure that our kids know that touching rules apply to everyone. And that sometimes it's even people that we know, people that are not strangers, who may break the touching rules.
Yeah, I think another conversation that we have, especially sometimes with a little bit older children, so if they have any access to online spaces, another really great definition is defining who a stranger is. Because especially with the way that we interact with people, especially today, and so much of that interaction happening online, what we are also seeing and hearing from students is that they may not necessarily identify somebody as a stranger, even though we would consider that as a parent, a stranger. Something that Hannah and I have been sharing with students when we're in classrooms is a stranger is somebody that your parents don't know, that your parents don't know, that your parents have never met. That is a stranger. And especially if you've also never met them in real life, that is a stranger to you. So I think that could also be a good conversation to start and a good definition to give your child is what is a stranger? Because we know what that is. And a lot of times, especially when we say stranger danger, the way that we define those may not be what that child is actually interacting with. And they may not identify that person as a stranger if they've been communicating with them online for a really long time.
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, even just asking your child, what's a stranger? Mm-hmm. Who's a stranger? Because sometimes, you know, we know this from working with youth too, they think strangers are weird looking, that they are creepy, you know, that somehow there is a physical characteristic to a stranger. There's some connotation that goes along with that word.
Or that only dangerous strangers are adults.
Yes.
Yeah, that is such a great point about strangers and especially how we define things so differently in person versus in online spaces. And we know in these conversations, some of you who have kids and are listening might not be dealing with online spaces quite yet. However, we also, of course, encourage like setting some family guidelines and expectations ahead of time for how you're going to be using online spaces. It can be really helpful once devices are introduced into the home or introduced to your kids. So definitely recommend that. And thank you so much, Chris and Jessica, especially for really diving into these topics today. It's really, really important stuff. And I appreciate both of your perspectives on these things. So tune back in next time for the fourth episode of this series, in which our team is going to be talking about how to talk to kids about these topics. We know child sexual abuse is not always an easy thing to talk about. So we're going to be giving you some tips and advice on how to have these conversations.
Until next time, stay curious, be kind, and take care. Find out more about the services offered and to stay up to date on everything that Prevention is doing, check us out online at ksarc.org. That's KCSARC.org.